Well, time once again on the English programme to see what's been happening on this day in history with the Fab Four. In 1962, there was a performance at the Majestic Ballroom in Birkenhead. That's pretty cool. Don't forget, if you ever go to Birkenhead, if you're on one of these Beatles tour things, check out Birkenhead Park, because you will find the park that they modelled New York's... Well, Pilar, what's the name of the park in New York? I've forgotten. What's it called? Oh, dear me, this is embarrassing, isn't it? I've completely forgotten. Anyway, the big park in New York, the people who built it came to Birkenhead to get the idea for the design. Central Park, that's it. Gordon Bennett. Okay, in 1960... I need help. In 1965, Help, the single, was at its seventh week in the top 10 in the Enemy chart, doing pretty well, you could say. In 1969, it was the start of Ringo's stay for observation at the Middlesex Hospital in London, and 1973, Live and Let Die was enjoying its eighth week in the top 40. By the way, that happens to be one of my favourite James Bond films, that one, I think. There was a photographic exhibition of Linda at the Museum of the City of San Francisco on this day in 1997. You've been listening to the English programmes on this day in history with the Beatles for September the 8th.